This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We're back. If you didn't know where we were, I just want to make sure, if you weren't with us on Monday or you tuned in Monday for a minute and you said, why is it a best of Wayne? Monday was, of course, President's Day, and I decided to take the day off because I figured 90% of you were not driving to or from work, and that's what talk radio is all about, people who work for a living driving to or from work. And if they're not, then there's a lot less people listening, so I thought I'd finally take a day off. And I did, but it's lucky I did because our show may emanate from Las Vegas, where I live. But it goes through the fiber optic lines to Dallas, Texas, where my national syndicator is, USA Radio. And all the power was out in Dallas on Monday in the afternoon. And so we're in a giant skyscraper, and the whole building was out. The whole downtown was out. And so we couldn't have done the show anyway Monday. And then yesterday I opened the show by announcing any minute it's possible we'll get through the whole show, or it's possible any minute that we will lose power, and after about an hour and a half, exactly halfway through the show, give it or take a minute, we lost all power in Dallas, Texas. And so you heard a best of Wayne quickly put on by our syndicator. So Dallas is problematic right now, and we're assuming and hoping and praying we get through the 3 hours today. But if by chance I say again we're losing power, folks, and going to switch to best of Wayne, that's what will happen. So let's hope and pray electricity stays on in Dallas, Texas. Whoever thought a Republican red state like Texas would base their electric grid on wind power, and then the wind turbines freeze, and there's rolling blackouts, and people are without power when it's 18 degrees and 12 degrees and single digits out there in Texas. People are really, really in tough trouble out there in Texas. We send our prayers, we send our love, and we send our best wishes that things recover quickly. I know that by Friday, the temperatures are moderating a little bit, so that'll help. But boy, have you guys been through misery. Very, very sorry for you. So the big news story of the day is Rush Limbaugh. There's no way to get around it. Lots of news today, but it's all blocked out by the death of conservative icon Rush Limbaugh, one of my heroes. I wouldn't be in conservative talk radio today if it wasn't for Rush Limbaugh. I remember the day Rush was the king of radio with the Premier Radio Network, and I remember the day that I called up, or actually I think I emailed, in like 1997, 98, which was the first time you ever had email, right? That was when email got invented, basically. It was like 96, 97, and I was one of the first ones to get it, and I sent an email or I made a phone call, I can't remember which one or both, to Craig Kitchen, who was the president of Premier Radio Network. And I said, I love Rush Limbaugh, I think he's fantastic, and I am your next Rush Limbaugh. And I'd like to come in and meet with you and prove to you I'm your next Rush Limbaugh. And I'm saying that's probably 1997. So that's 2007, 2017, 24 years ago. I sat in Craig Kitchen's office. He actually invited me to meet him. He went for it, and I met him. And a quick meeting turned into a three-hour meeting where he grilled me on everything I knew about conservative politics and debated me and cajoled me and tried to get a rise out of me and said, wow, you really are a Rush Limbaugh. You're good. But I can't hire you because you're the king of Vegas sports gambling. I can't hire you as a political talk show host. What if you're no good? You've never even done a local show. And so my whole career was built on the idea that I wanted to be the next Rush Limbaugh because I loved Rush so much and thought he was so fantastic and thought America could use another Rush, a younger Rush, a kind of a high-energy Jewish version of Rush from New York. And so that was 24 years ago. And it took me quite a few years from 1997 to 2007, 10 years. And then I made the decision to run for the Libertarian presidential nomination with the idea that, number one, I could never win it because I was a sports gambler from Vegas, never been in politics really a day in my life, and never, certainly not national politics, and then never had a chance to win the nomination up against a U.S. senator, U.S. congressman, and a lot of icons of the Libertarian Party. And then even if I won the nomination, there's no chance to win. So why did I run for the nomination? Really just to put my name on the map and to build a political brand and to get noticed by Craig Kitchen, the president premier and Rush Limbaugh's personal agent and manager, and prove to him that I'm a great political talker. And all of that led to me winning the Libertarian vice presidential nomination, almost winning the presidential nomination, surprising even me because I never thought I had a chance, came within a few votes of winning the presidential nomination, and then got chosen by the presidential candidate, Congressman Bob Barr, to be the Libertarian vice presidential nominee on his ticket. All of which was a shocking, shocking ending to the weekend. And there I was on a presidential ticket. And I knew we couldn't win. You can't win as a third-party candidate in America. Impossible. But I knew that I put myself on the map, and if I played my cards right, I'd get a national radio show out of it, and that's exactly what happened. That's exactly. I wound up being the number one guest in America, again, because of this dream of being Rush Limbaugh. Number one guest on conservative talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, quoted me many times on his show. Thank you, Rush. And then eventually got my own nationally syndicated show. First a local show in Vegas, then replaced Mark Levin 3-6 afternoon drive in Vegas here on KBET. Thank you, Edward Stoltz. Great decision. Brilliant man. Gutsy man. Riverboat gambler. Took a chance and literally removed Levin for Wayne Root for afternoon drive. And then Fred Weinberg took a chance and said, let's syndicate you nationwide. Thank you, Fred. Another brilliant man. Good gun instincts. And he, another riverboat gambler, took a big chance. Next thing you know, I'm nationally syndicated. So it's been a wild ride, and it's all because of Rush Limbaugh. And it kind of reminds me of my first wild ride. My first wild ride, I said I'm going to be the next Jimmy the Greek. Jimmy the Greek was the biggest Vegas odds maker in the world and was on the CBS NFL pregame show, and I said I'm going to be Jimmy the Greek. And I fought for many years, and eventually I became Jimmy the Greek's partner on national TV. And then they fired him because they didn't need him anymore because Wade Root was that good. They fired Jimmy. Halfway through the season, it became my show, and Jimmy died a few years later. And I took over the mantle. And I think now, with my new publicly traded gaming company, I think I am legitimately the new Jimmy the Greek for this generation. So there it is. So my first goal was to be Jimmy the Greek, and I achieved it. My second goal was to be Rush Limbaugh, and I have a nationally syndicated radio show. I don't know if I'll achieve actually replacing Rush Limbaugh, but I certainly have come a long way, all based on, you know, setting a goal. There's kind of a pep talk for every one of you. First of all, in America, anything is possible. Anything. There is nothing out of bounds in America. If you dream big enough, you could still achieve whatever it is, no matter how big it is. No matter how wild, how crazy it sounds out loud. That's how great America is. That's how great capitalism is. That's how great freedom is. All the things Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and all the liberals want to destroy. Freedom, economic freedom, capitalism, personal freedom, opportunity, mobility, the great American dream, American exceptionalism, they want to destroy it all. So, number one, it's that great. God, is America great. Only in America could Wade Root do what I've done. And number two, you got to aim for somebody. There's got to be someone you aim for to make your dreams come true. And I aimed for Rush and I aimed for Jimmy the Greek. And it worked. And by the way, there was a third aim. I aimed for Bill O'Reilly on TV. And eventually got my own show on Newsmax TV, and Bill O'Reilly was my opening guest three nights a week for 2 years. And I wound up doing that show for 3 years and 750 episodes in the primetime slot at Newsmax TV. So it was a great run in many ways and all in my life, all because I modeled and aimed for the right people. I modeled Donald Trump. That's why I wrote the book Trump Rules. I aimed for Rush Limbaugh. I aimed for Jimmy the Greek, and I aimed for Bill O'Reilly, and my life came through. Rush Limbaugh. How about CNBC? CNBC headline today. Rush Limbaugh, the incendiary radio talk show host, dies at age 70. They got to put in the headline. First of all, do you realize, and liberals and celebrities all day today on Twitter just pissing on Rush Limbaugh, just saying nasty things about him, glad he's dead, you know, he deserved to get cancer, all the horrible things that you'd expect a liberal to say. You know, I've never said that. You know, I've never said that about a liberal who dies. I always say, look, I didn't like his politics or her politics, but you know what? They died today. I'll never say a bad thing about someone on the day they die. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Let's think about the nice things in their life. You know? And there's always something nice to think about anybody, even if you don't like anything they accomplished, you don't like anything they believe in. They've still got a great distance in America. Take like a Harry Reid, right? Harry Reid has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. I don't know how much longer Harry Reid's going to live. I can't stand the man. I hate everything about him. I hate everything he believes in. I think he's a corrupt old man. I think he got rich in the U.S. Senate by being a thief. And he ripped off the American taxpayers. Terrible person. And he carried the water up the hill for Barack Obama. He was Obama's water carrier. And therefore ruined health care in this country. And his taxes and Obamacare increases took a lot of money away from me. Oh, I hate you. I despise you, Harry Reid. But on the day Harry Reid dies, you know what I'm going to say? Hey, sad to see you go. Rest in peace. Hope you go to heaven. God bless you. You know why? Because that's how a conservative thinks. That's how a person who believes in God thinks. That's what a man of faith thinks. On the day you die, I have nothing bad to say about you, and I'm going to wish you well, and I'm going to say rest in peace, and I'm going to wish your family well. There's no reason to speak ill of the dead on the day they die, ever. But liberals can't live by that credo. Liberals are disgusting lowlives. And I can say that because they're not dead, right? I'm talking about people who are alive on the day they die. I wouldn't say anything about them. But liberals are disgusting lowlives. They are evil. Everything they do every day proves how evil they are. The people at Twitter that banned Wayne Allyn Root are obviously evil. Rush Limbaugh was a great man. I don't know how anyone could say anything otherwise. What I'd say about Harry Reid is, hey, he became the most powerful senator in the history of Nevada and became the Senate Minority Leader and the Senate Majority Leader and maybe the second most important man in America for 8 years under Obama. That's what you'd say about Harry Reid on the day he dies. So I may have hated everything he did, but at least he went very far for a young guy coming from nothing in Searchlight, Nevada. Rush Limbaugh became the greatest conservative talk show host in the history of the world, and he always will be. No matter where I go from here, Rush Limbaugh will be the greatest talk show host in the history of conservative talk. And the reason there is conservative talk, he invented the medium. And he made the medium big. And became a billionaire. God bless America. God bless Rush. Donald Trump called him the greatest ever today. He is. I think Trump's the GOAT, but Rush Limbaugh is absolutely the GOAT. The greatest of all time. Never be a greater conservative. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
By the way, you want to know how bad it got in, or bad it has gotten, it still is, in Texas? The Texas freeze raises the cost of charging a Tesla to $900. See, this is why I don't want an electric car. I have so many friends who go, why don't you buy a Tesla? I don't want a Tesla. But I had no idea. I didn't know when you charge a Tesla, it costs a lot of money. The typical full charge of a Tesla costs $18 using a level 1 or level 2 charger at home. I had no idea. That's like filling up in a gas tank. And this estimate is based on the average price of 0.14 per kilowatt of power. However, extreme winter weather this week has sent Texas spot electricity prices soaring and reduced the wind power generating capacity in Texas by half. Spot electric prices at the West Hub have soared above the grid's $9,000 per megawatt cap hour compared to a normal price of $25 per megawatt. $9,000 versus $25. So the Electric Reliability Council of Texas called early on Monday for rotating outages across the states. That's the reason they've had to cut it off, because otherwise everyone's power would go off. So they had to do that just to survive. And, of course, the price was too much to afford. And so what's amazing is the wind-dependent Texas grid is experiencing rolling blackouts, prices the equivalent of $900 per Tesla charge, and an expected supply shortage of 10 GWs, the amount of electricity needed to power 5 million homes. Wow. So you're telling me if you own a Tesla and you were to charge it this week in Texas, it's $900. If I go to gas up my car, which is the equivalent in every way to a Tesla, it costs me like $45 to fill up the gas tank. And you're going to tell me $900 for one charge of a Tesla if prices go through the roof? Well, what happens if liberals get their way and we have green energy across the United States of America, wind and solar and biofuel? Guess what will happen? Every time you go charge your Tesla, it'll certainly be $100 or $200, if not $900. Who would want to own a Tesla? I have no idea. It doesn't make any sense to me. The whole electric thing is a joke. Because the amount of dirty fossil fuel needed to power electricity means you're still using up more than if you just use dirty fossil fuel. So electricity doesn't save you. Electric cars don't save you anything. Don't save the environment. It's a lie. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the founders of Energized Health, regular guests on my show to share their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast. It's not a weight loss program. It's a fat loss program. You want to lose the fat in your body that could give you a heart attack one day, that could make you sick, that gives you diabetes. You get to still eat many of the foods you love. You get to supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. And I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program. I've lost 25 pounds of fat. 25 pounds. Gained almost 10 pounds of muscle. And I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut right to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR. During the month of February, you and your loved one get 2-for-1. Buy one, get one free. Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Buy one, get one free. 40% off. Excuse me, 2-for-1. Used to be 40% off. In the month of February, it's 2-for-1. You and your loved one get 2-for-1 if you mention Wayne Allyn. So, the Rush Limbaugh story continues. Newt Gingrich said Rush Limbaugh is one of the conservative movement's great heroic figures and a good friend. And Trump announced some great things about Rush, but the evil leftists just couldn't leave him alone. Evil leftists do not hold back celebrating the death of conservative legend Rush Limbaugh. First of all, here's a school teacher in the Las Vegas Clark County School District. I will not say her name. But she put out a Facebook that only her friends could see. And she says, I already mourn the death of his soul decades before the death of his body. I feel nothing at the news of his passing. I'm not even happy about it. Although the only positive contribution he's made to this world is leaving it. That's a teacher who teaches your kids every day. And another teacher responded and said, well said. And I'm going to be nice because I'm a class act. And I'm not going to name the two teachers. Because you're not supposed to see it on Facebook unless you're a part of their friends group. This is what the teachers are like. The evil, hateful teachers who brainwash your children every day in school. They celebrate the death of a conservative icon. Disgusting. And when we get back, Twitter liberals, I'll tell you all, what all the Twitter sphere is saying about Rush Limbaugh and what the liberals are saying. Sad and tragic.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on equity loans, internal data, license fees may apply, offer cost information and conditions, equal letter, license in all 50 states, and LLC, Texas, federal, number 53.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House thinks vaccinations of teachers should be prioritized but not mandated. the CDC guidelines included a range of mitigation steps, including vaccinations, as recommendations.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, those comments after President Biden admitted that his administration had a miscommunication about his stance on fully opening schools. While Press Secretary Psaki suggested that Biden's goal was to make sure students could return to school on a part-time basis, Biden says he still wants schools to be open 5 days a week by the end of April. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is touring storm damage in Brunswick County after three people died in an EF3 tornado this week, and tributes continuing to come in for conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh, who passed away earlier today at the age of 70. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I swear a lot of people have died this year. It's only been a month and a half, right? We're only 6 weeks into 2021. I can't believe how many icons have died in the last few weeks. And so it was Larry King just a couple days ago, and now it's Rush Limbaugh. But by the way, I knew them both. Isn't that interesting? I knew them both. I knew Larry King really well and would see him all the time. Was on his show a lot. And Rush Limbaugh I didn't know really well, but Rush quoted me many times on his show. Was very nice to me on his show. Good man. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention the War Raw podcast, just that this show is sponsored by my podcast, which started out just to be a once-a-week thing. I played Casey Kasem, and I did a weekend top 10. Casey used to do, of course, the top 40. And I did a top 10 news stories for conservatives every weekend, recorded it on Friday, ran the whole weekend. But it was a hit, and so we decided to do it 5 days a week. So now I've got a podcast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and the weekend podcast with my Casey Kasem top 10 imitation with the top conservative stories. So check it out. Anywhere that you download podcasts, you can get it. iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you get War Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. War, W-A-R, Raw by Wayne Allyn Root. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. All right, it's time for my guest, Josh Manning. We always have a great conversation, him and I. Senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, welcome to the show. How are you?
Wayne, I'm doing great. How are you today?
I just saw a list. Gateway Pundit was bragging about the top 10 fastest-growing conservative websites in America. And I didn't see what the overall numbers were as far as traffic. Yours may be much higher than Gateway Pundit, but as far as the fastest-growing, you were in the top 10. They were in the top 10. You were in the top 10. So congratulations. They were bragging about themselves, but they gave you a pat on the back, too. So Western Journal is the top 10 fastest growing. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. We've been working hard here. I'm looking at our real-time traffic right now. We're doing fantastic. The encouraging thing is, after Trump left office, there was this question, what's going to happen to the fight in everybody? And, man, the fight is still there. People are fighting for the country. They want to protect America. They want to save America. They want to fight off Biden and Pelosi and all of these vultures who are trying to pick America clean. And, man, they're showing up to us. They're apparently showing up to Jim Hoff over at Gateway. And they're showing up to your radio show, man. They're listening to you like crazy, too.
All right, I appreciate it, and I sure hope they are not willing to give up, because if you were to give up, I mean, everyone might be tired, everyone might be a little depressed, but you gotta get out of it. Come on, slap them in the face. Come on, get out of it, because if you give up, then we've lost America, and it's all over, and your children and grandchildren are screwed, separate from you. You know, it's bad enough that you're screwed. How about the next two and three generations of your family? So do not give up. And I don't think anybody is, but I think people were tired for a while, you know, after January 6th.
They were.
Yeah,
they were. You know, we watch these trends because we live or die by what's going on with our readers, and we probably know more about our readers and what they're doing at any given time than just about anybody else in the media. Our analytics are unbelievable here, and we were worried that there was going to be a lot of fatigue that kicked in. I mean, the lead up to November was tough. November to January, 10 times tougher. But, man, folks have come out swinging. Our readers have not disappointed. And, man, they are as ready as they have ever been to fight for America. And that doesn't mean go out and riot. That means fight ideologically, fight with words, push back, vote, make sure that the left does not run away with America.
Yeah, and I think the key to any conservative website at this point growing and exploding and keeping its current people and adding new people is, first of all, you can't talk all day long about a stolen election. You have to move on. But you can't forget that the election was stolen. Anybody says you should forget about it and make believe it never happened and move on, that's wrong. You know, you can't talk about it all day because it's past history and we got to move forward. But you do have to acknowledge the election was stolen because our people all believe. I have yet to run into one conservative or one fan of Wayne Root or one friend of mine who doesn't admit or talk about all day long that they ripped us off and the election was rigged and the election was stolen. So if any conservative wants to say, oh, that's disproven, oh, the judges threw it out, that's not true, you shouldn't discuss that anymore, you are dead wrong. The election was stolen and we have to keep talking about it, but it should be 10% of what we talk about. 90% should be how do we move forward and what are the solutions. That's just my gut instinct. Wanted to get your take on that.
Well, Wayne, I think it was maybe you and I were talking about this a while back. The most amazing thing in all of this is that those court cases, most of them were not decided on merit. They never came Correct. Before the courts. Right. So there was never a ruling on these things. I had really hoped that the courts would involve themselves and actually mediate it and settle it. And instead, we got the same kind of mess we ended up with Roe v. Wade, where the courts just kind of tried to stay in the, kind of tried to take a middle path. And now there's no real resolution to all of this. The other thing that just stunned me in all of this is why everybody on the left fought the idea of audits. I have never understood that. If you are certain that you have won, you should be comfortable with the idea of recounts. Yet the idea of recounting was fought left and right all over the place. And look, that doesn't mean you cheated. That doesn't mean you didn't win. What it means, though, is you look awful guilty of something. And why in the world would they not, sunlight cures infection, why in the world would they not want people to see that the audits went through and that everything was valid? I don't know how to answer that question.
Because they stole the election. That's why they don't want to audit it. Of course they know. They all know. And they all know that illegal aliens are voting by the millions. You know, I don't know if I ever mentioned this to you, Josh, in any of our past interviews since the election, but here in Las Vegas, it's just a fact that if you're an illegal, you get a driver's license. And it's a fact that if you get a driver's license at DMV, they automatically register you to vote. So therefore, why would any illegal not vote? Of course they're all voting. I assume it's exactly the same in Maricopa, isn't it?
You know what, Wayne? I don't know the answer to that question. That is, I would not doubt it's the truth. I would not take that bet. I would lose money on it, and I would never actually bet against you, Wayne. You know far more about all things betting than I do.
But we know, Vegas. We know just like Nevada. The entire Nevada was red, and it all was lost by one county, Clark, and it's filled with illegals. And all of Arizona was red. It was all lost to one county, Maricopa. So we know.
And Maricopa does not want to turn over the information. There's talk about going to jail over it. It is a mess. And what do you do? Can you imagine what the founders would have done if in Boston or in Lexington or in Concord or wherever the guys counting the votes refused to show proof that the counts were accurate? Can you imagine what people would have done then? They had, tar and feathers, and they had rails that they'd ride people out of town on. That's what would have happened then. And it is the most amazing thing that the elites really think they are not accountable to anyone. And look, based on what has happened over the last few months, turns out they're not accountable to anyone.
Right. No, the whole thing is a joke.
There was one person who was trying to hold them accountable. One person. And they bugged that guy's campaign, and they went after Carter Page, and they went after General Flynn, and they were trying to destroy Donald Trump, all because he dared to stand up and say, look, the elites are not the ones who should be running everything. It should be the American people.
Look, there's a famous saying that the flak gets heaviest when you're above the target, right? And we all know when you're up in the bullseye, that's when they're unloading their cannons. And so when you're flying over a target, the bombs are all bursting around you. And it gets most intense when you're just about to drop your load. Well, that's the deal with this election. I mean, look at Twitter. Why would they ban Wayne Root I literally have never been told why I was banned, by the way. Banned for life. Never told. But obviously it had to be one of my last tweets, obviously. And on the day I was banned, the very last few tweets were all sharing from Gateway Pundit their video that they'd obtained, that they paid for from the convention center in Detroit. They paid for a video that shows the van arriving in the middle of the night with the name Detroit Clerk on the outside, Detroit Clerk's office, and unloading boxes of ballots. And at 3:30 in the morning, when the election's over and you're not allowed to add any more ballots. So we know the election was stolen, but all I said was, look at the video. Watch the video. And the other tweet I put out, that same last two or three tweets, was mentioning that on February 19th, the Supreme Court's agreed to look at several election fraud cases, and things could get very interesting. So why would you ban me at that moment for merely asking you to go look at a video and telling you that the Supreme Court's going to have election fraud cases on February 19th? Well, obviously, I was right over the target. Obviously, I'm hitting a bullseye. They don't want anybody to hear this stuff. They want a total media blackout, just like the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah, it's the climate change thing really taken to the nth degree. You know, they said, hey, we're just going to agree that climate change is happening and that it's destroying the world. And now you can't disagree with it. And they did the exact same thing with the election. They just decided writ large, okay, we're just going to say no real fraud took place. And if you question it, you are an insurrectionist and you are trying to overthrow the government of the United States. And that's just not legitimate. That is not true. God help us if that's where we have, if we've decided to land on these things.
Well, we have, obviously. I mean, look at the lawyers who represented Trump and got the victory, got him acquitted. In America, we all know that there are people that murder policemen, they murder FBI agents, they kill women, they kill children, they wipe out entire families. And we've always said, hey, lawyers have to represent them. Everyone deserves their day in court. If a lawyer represents them, does anybody ever try and destroy their law practice because they represented a triple murderer? Nope. But representing Trump, they tried to destroy all these guys' legal careers, and maybe they've succeeded. These poor guys are all ruined. Their law firms, everyone's dropping out. Just, Josh, the music's on. We're running. You're going to stay. We got you for another segment. Don't go anywhere. Josh Manning, WesternJournal.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allen Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Yes, you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
And I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
track better. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Got an...
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I'm looking at these lines online in Houston. People are waiting in like five-hour lines to buy groceries, and there's no groceries left in the grocery store. And they're waiting in five-hour lines to fill up with propane. Oh, my gosh, what's happening in Houston? I thought it was all northern Texas. I didn't know that San Antonio and Houston had it so bad. Houston, to me, is such a warm area. I had no idea it was that bad in Houston. Long lines to get gas, long lines to get food. Wow. Galveston, too. My gosh. It's the very bottom of Texas. It's cold. Wow. All right, let's get back with Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, welcome back to the show. Rush Limbaugh, we got to get to the big news story of the day. Rush Limbaugh passing away. Any last thoughts about Rush?
Oh, my hero. I've got three heroes in my life. Two of them have left now, and Rush was one of those. You know, he leaves a gaping hole behind. There's never going to be another one. I mean, Wayne, he had to have inspired you early on, too. I wouldn't be in the position I'm in if it weren't for Rush. The Republicans wouldn't be where they are. Trump wouldn't have been president without Rush. I mean, he is, you know, the world is not going to be the same without him.
No, I opened this show saying how the whole reason I got into this business and wound up with a nationally syndicated talk show was I aimed to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And actually, I called up Craig Kitchen out of the blue, who was the president of Premier Radio Network, and said, I want to be the next Rush. Got through to him, and I said, I want to meet with you, and he had me meet with him. This is 1997. We met for 3 hours. I convinced him I had a great shot to be the next Rush. And all these years later, I wound up with a nationally syndicated radio show. So it was always about Rush for me, always. So there'll never be another Rush. He's the greatest of all. He's the GOAT, greatest of all time. No question.
You know what I love about you, Wayne? You have the same thing Rush had. You refuse to give up. You are certain of what you believe and where you stand. You will not give up. You will not give in no matter what. I respect that so much. And that was one of the things that I loved the most about Rush Limbaugh. And I think you have that in spades.
Well, it's important to be enthusiastic in life. You get very far in life on enthusiasm, so it's a good thing. But it doesn't mean, you know, as you're running up the hill, you won't get shot and killed. You know, sometimes the most enthusiastic people get shot and killed too. So life is very realistic. You know, it's not like it's always a win.
But you know. That only happens if you let them take you down. That was the thing with Rush. He was never willing to let anybody cancel him. He said, bring it on. And, you know, when I look at what's going on, Gina Carano, they tried to cancel her. She's now gone over to Shapiro and the Daily Wire, and she's saying, bring it on. You don't have to let them cancel you.
You know who let them cancel him? The host of The Bachelor, Harrison. That guy
yeah,
gave
Chris
the most
Harrison.
Pathetic statement I've ever seen in my entire life. He should have fought that. He did nothing wrong. There wasn't any big deal at all about what he said. And instead, he let them cancel him because now they're saying they want him permanently banned. All 25 contestants say they don't want him back. It was his show, for God's sakes. And
yeah,
he gave the most
cowards.
Pathetic. Oh, he gave such a pathetic apology. It was just disgusting, his apology.
Yeah, they're all absolutely cowards. And if he had held on and said, no, there's nothing wrong with me saying we should extend some grace to this girl who was in college and went to a party where they wore dresses like Scarlett O'Hara did.
So what?
There's nothing wrong with that. He should have fought. But they are so scared to, and they want approval so much. And, man, as soon as the crowd senses that, it's blood in the water.
And it's Hollywood, by the way, so you're not dealing with normal people. All the people that run the networks were demanding the apology, and they probably put the words together for him. I'm sure he didn't write that apology. It was written by some pathetic liberal PR person at a network.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just terrible. They said,
I hear
you.
I'm listening. I know I did wrong. I'm open to what you have to say. I mean, it's all a bunch of liberal bilge.
Oh, I've embarrassed my wife, my children. Oh, my God. What a pathetic loser. Oh, my God.
There's no telling how much money he has. I would take it and leave. I'd say, you're going to have to fire me.
Well, that's the thing. He's probably worth $50 to $100 million, so he'll be okay. Pastor James Coates of Edmonton. Now, this is a lead story at Western Journal, your website, westernjournal.com. I don't even know this story. I didn't know it. I haven't gotten to Western Journal yet today. I've been crazed busy. But he's been arrested and shackled for holding church services in Edmonton, Canada? Is that right?
Yeah, we're working on this. I'm not even positive it's live on the site yet, but this is something that's been developing out of Canada and Alberta for a while. You know, Alberta, as I understand it, is the more conservative part of Canada. Well, this fellow, Pastor James Coates, he has been holding church services, and the Crown, the authorities, have come after him. They have reportedly arrested him and taken him out, shackled hand and foot. And the reason is because he has been having more than 50, he has been filling his church with more than 15% capacity. So apparently the deal up there is you can have 15% of your capacity, you know, you can bring those people in, that's as many as you can bring in, that's it. He has been bringing in more than that, or so the authorities say. They ticketed him once, they warned him, they ticketed him, and now they have arrested him. The last we have heard, or the last I have seen from his wife reporting on Twitter, is that they are still not positive quite where he is, where they're keeping him, and they cannot get answers from the authorities. And this, I mean, Wayne, I don't know how much worse it can get. 15% capacity. Look at Florida. They never shut down.
There's no
They're
reason
doing better
to shut
deaths down. Wise than California.
Yeah.
There's
no
reason
to shut
down, except the same thing with Chris Harrison is just to make you say uncle, to make you cry uncle and say, yes,
hey,
I will.
Hey, Josh, we got to run. We got to run. The music end of this hour of the show. News coming up. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Josh, thank you for coming on the show.
We'll be right back. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.